You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 106, and today we're going to talk about the magic of setting big, bold, audacious goals that get you a bit out of your comfort zone, but propel you to new heights. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello and welcome. This is your host, Melanie Benson of Amplify Your Success Podcast. And today we're talking big, bold goals. And more importantly, why having a bold goal is the magic formula for getting you unstuck, getting you motivated, teaching you how to move over big obstacles and challenges that are in your way. I love what happens when we set bold goals. And one of the bold goals that I want to talk about before I get into the meat of today's episode is the bold goal of upping your revenue. So what goal are you setting for yourself in the next 12 months around your money, your prosperity, your cash flow? Do you have a bigger, bolder goal around that? Let me give you a tool that's really going to help. It's my free Revenue Rush Toolkit, and you get it at yourrevenuerush.com. Now, inside this toolkit, I'm sharing five of my most time-tested proven strategies that I've used on my business, I've used with clients, and they're all designed to get a big burst of cash coming in. So you can try one, you can try three, you can try them all over the course of your year and see which ones work the best for you. But most importantly, know that when you try them, you're going to bring your cash flow up, your profitability up, and you're going to get better traction with all of your marketing campaigns. So let's get into today's episode. What do you think you could achieve if you had the confidence to step into a more daring and bold version of yourself? So maybe you've had a goal that's been circling around in your mind over and over again. For many people, this is the time where we start looking at our legacy. What kind of impact are you having? What are you leaving behind? And a lot of people have a vision that keeps haunting them. Think of it like an idea that feels so big that you're slightly terrified of it, but not doing it, it feels incomplete and it keeps bothering you. You think about it in the shower. You think about it when you're on those long drives. You're having a conversation with a friend or your coach and it gets sparked back up again. These kinds of ideas are what I call bold goals. And I think, people find themselves in one of two camps. Either you don't have any idea how to pull it off, so you park it and you put it over in, a little spot where you can pick it back up and think about it and play with it, and then you put it back down. And it's almost like this treasured toy, but you don't ever move it forward because you don't know how. You don't feel capable. Your confidence is waning, and you don't really know if you have it in you to really go for it. And then there's the people that just jump into these goals, it's just another project, and they, run as fast as they can. They push through any obstacle. They jump over the hurdles that get put out, and they seem to, even though it's very messy and chaotic, achieve things that you only dream about. Bold goals are an elixir. And when you tap into the magic of this elixir, what happens is you find yourself stretching into a person you had no idea that you could ever be. And this is the person that is capable of achieving things you didn't know were possible. But if you buy into this belief and this idea that it's too scary, you're not capable, you don't know how, you don't have time, what happens is you stop using the muscle of thinking bigger and it shrinks and then it atrophies, and the next thing you know, you play it safe and you do the things that are comfortable and you also don't really grow very big. So in my practice, the coaching that I do, I feel so honored to work with people who have a big goal, they have a big vision, and they don't really know how to pull it off. So they are theoretically holding themselves back, and they're finding themselves stuck and maybe unfulfilled. And oftentimes one of the signs that someone's goals are not big enough is they're circling like a hamster on a wheel, trying to keep up with a really minuscule business. And it's like, how do I get the next sale? How do I get the next sale? How do I get the next sale? Even if it's like a $10 or $20 sale, it's like they're chasing that next penny at the expense of the hundreds, thousands, and hundreds of thousands that are possibly at stake. So having a bold goal makes you more resourceful. It propels your confidence, and it ultimately teaches you how to play a bigger game and pull it off. Now, when you have a bold goal, you want to be able to have a few tools in your toolbox to pull it off. And, you know, as we're dropping this podcast episode, it's almost a new year, and it's a really important time to look at our goals. It's an important time to start to take inventory on, all right, do I have what it takes to really pull off that next level? And in doing this work, so we teach the Own Your Bold process. We have the Own Your Bold Mastermind now. It's our Inner Circle Mastermind. We have the challenge that we do once a year. And what we find is that different people relate to their bold challenge for themselves differently. And some people, like I mentioned, like they hold themselves back. And some people, they get in there and they make a big mess and they just, you know, they bite off more they can chew, but they work really hard and they're willing to do whatever they can to pull it off. And neither way is really the most effective way. And what does work is getting what I call this reverse engineering, really getting clear, like, and you don't have to know all the steps, but what do I really, really want? Like, what is this outcome? And then starting to chunk it down. See, the reason why people don't achieve bigger goals is it feels so big that it's terrifying. It's overwhelming. It's daunting. And I'm working with a woman who is in my next level, which is the Awakened Leadership Mastermind. And one of the things that we started with was this really big vision. But she kept stopping it. I don't know how to do this. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. It feels overwhelming. And I get that. Trust me, I get what it's like to just feel that bone tired feeling and you just don't have it in you. But the vision never went away and it haunted her. And so we're working on a TV show that she's bringing out to the world. And so this is an online show that she wants to do. And two things were happening. One, she was making the goal, she was making the project so big and so complicated that of course she wasn't taking action on it because it was too much. So we chunked it down. We made it, first of all, we took the perfection out and we made it something that would be good enough to start getting progress, to good enough to start getting her message out, good enough to really showcase her message and her brand well. And then the second thing is we chunked it down into, what do you need to do next? What's the next step? How do we move this forward next? And those two things. So first of all, uncomplicating the vision and making it the simplest possible way to get it out there. And then secondly, how do we chunk it down so that you have small steps you can take every day to move forward? Now she is in a state of accelerated progress. And yet the vision is still big. Because ultimately, she has a much bigger vision at stake, and she wants to inspire people to care about their life enough not to take it. You know, with all the suicides and the depression, and you know, people making really sad decisions about their life because they feel like they don't matter and their life is not important, then she's really on a mission to change that. So we had to chunk it down and take the first step, which is getting her show out there and really like figure out how does she simplify and not make it about perfection. So when you find this magic of a bold goal, what happens is excuses no longer work. You cannot stay stuck in all your rationale and your reasons. You have to find a way to get there. And so that might be you need to hire a coach. You need to do some brainstorming. You need to surround yourself with people who are really going for it, which is why I have the Own Your Bold Inner Circle, because people who are up to big things need to be around other people that are up to big things. It is miserable to be around people who are playing a small game and trying to talk you out of your goal just because they don't understand it. Now, I also think there's some power, like there's magic behind a bold goal. And when you tap into these things, it helps you, like it starts conditioning you to be this champion athlete. And even if you've been overwhelmed and burned out and exhausted, it's almost like a bold goal brings the magic back. And I'll share what those are in a minute, but I was thinking of another client of mine. I've worked with her on and off for almost 5 years now. And she is in another country. So, you know, like she's really committed because she has to get on the phone for these phone calls at an ungodly hour. And one of the things was, is she did not have a bold goal that felt aligned. It's really an important piece. It's like a bold goal that feels aligned. And so she came through the Own Your Bold Challenge earlier this year and reconnected to this bold goal. It felt so out of reach and so disconnected for her. And then she ended up upgrading and going through my mastermind. And so as we worked together very early on, we set a goal that was big enough to stretch her and get her out of her normal approaches. See, and that's another key. When your goal is big enough, you cannot get to it the same way you have done everything else up to now. So you have to adapt and grow and evolve and use better approaches. Now, this client of mine, she went really bold. She went really big. And here's what's so interesting. Right under her nose was an opportunity that she was kind of snubbing it and turning away from it, thinking it wasn't the picture that she thought her bold goal was supposed to be. But I took her through a decision-making process, and what was so profoundly like this big light bulb moment for her was it was right there. And saying yes to it, she just emailed me yesterday and she's like, "You're not going to believe it, but my profit is up $33,000 already for the year." And keep in mind, their year is on June to June. So she's 6 months into her year and it's already so much more than she had done in years and years and years. And she said, and that's not even the you know, rest of it. Like everything has gone up this year. I have more prosperity. I'm, you know, my business is growing. My reach is growing. I'm doing what I love. I feel like I'm on fire. And this is the first time in years and years and years that I felt that. So here's why bold goals are magical. Is the person you become feels unstoppable. And you learn to craft a mindset that dissolves fear and takes action when normally you would hold yourself back because the fears win, the doubts win, the worry wins, and you let that be your decision making instead of going, "I'm going for this, we're going to figure out a way." So the person who has a bold goal, they look for all the ways to get there instead of all the ways it won't work. The other thing I think happens is when you have these big, bold goals, like there's this momentum and this fierce fire that gets built up, and it actually like hones in your focus and you have greater clarity and greater inspiration. Whereas when you're not clear and you're not fired up about a bold goal, it's really easy to drop into this confusion and chaotic thinking and chasing different ideas that spread your energy all around. I also have noticed that the magic of these bold goals, it's like you're taking action that basically builds courage and confidence. So it's not like you have the courage and confidence right out of the gate. You have the courage and confidence by taking action that starts moving you forward, even when it's scary. And I also have noticed that just like this sheer nature of being in momentum is... you actually find yourself attracting more people who open doors. You find yourself being more resourceful than you ever realized you could be. And you start to notice like people showing up in your life magically that want to be a part of making it happen. Now, there's a couple of little Achilles heels here, and I recently wrote a chapter for the Women Speakers Association Voices of America book. And I was so grateful to be a part of that. All these women from all over the world sharing like who they are and what they are about and why they're taking this big bold action in the world. And what I wrote about in this chapter was there's two big reasons why smart, talented, capable people fail at their goals. And they let these things, these conditioned responses in their world, like take the lead. And the first one is, I don't have time. So time is either your asset or your enemy, depending on how you have a relationship with time. And what a lot of people do is they fill their days with everybody else's priorities, with a lot of busy work, with the noise of what it takes to sustain what they have right now. But they don't fill their time with the activity that propels them where they want to go next. And I know this is a tricky one, because if you don't have time and you live in a world where you never have time, you will try to convince me that you do not have time. And I will never let you win that argument, because we always have time for what we're making important. Make time, create time, choose your priorities wisely. It's the greatest choice you ever make, is to choose to create space for that thing that you really want, instead of just letting what you have dictate your life. Let that sink in for a minute. Now, the second piece is not feeling capable. And this one's real. Like, if you've never done something before, it's so easy to talk yourself into not doing it. And I have a lot of people who come into my programs not feeling capable, but know they want it. They really, really want it. And by the way, I will always find that spark in you, and I will help you take that spark and transform it into the level of impact and success that you never knew was possible. But if you don't feel capable, you will start talking yourself out of it. And I've noticed this pattern with a lot of my clients over the years is the minute they sink into that feeling of, I don't know how, I don't feel good enough, I don't know if I can do this, I don't know if I have the bandwidth, I don't know if I have the energy, conflict kicks in. And the doubts and the fears start to win, and they start to filter your decision-making towards playing it safe instead of really going for it. And I really, truly believe that your belief system is the key. It's almost like it's the fuel for your rocket ship. And when you believe and you have strong beliefs about what you want to accomplish, even if you don't believe in yourself, you will find a way. Okay. When you believe fully in your bold goal, you will activate the resources and the resilience to pull off anything. So ultimately, like, if you want to make a bold goal really happen, if you've got a vision that's much bigger than you, if you've got some things you want to do in the next 12 months that you've never done before, you've got to uncover the belief that shatters your limits and kicks your motivation into high gear. Okay, so it is time to shatter the limits that you've let yourself hold on to in the past, because you can actually have any level of success. You can achieve any goal. You can do anything you can set your mind to, but probably can't do it alone. And that's really the truth that most people don't realize, is you can accomplish anything, but you probably can't do it on your own. And that doesn't mean you're dependent, not good enough. It means we have to have people in our lives that help us see the possibilities when we can only focus on the limitations and the fears. We need people in our life that complement our skills and our strengths to do the things that we don't know how to do or can't do well, that helps accelerate the process. And ultimately, I think we need cheerleaders. We need people who are cheering us on. We need people who will get there, get behind us and go, 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 right? You cannot afford to stay stuck in a life and in a business and in a career path that isn't lighting your fire. So I hope you'll choose to make this next 12 months the best 12 months you have ever had. And I want to invite you to come to the Own Your Bold Circle, ownyourboldcircle.com, and join us for at least a three-month process to activate the boldest goal you have and get fired up, get fierce, and get into action. It's truly what will make or break the next 12 months. But remember, the magic of your bold goal, it starts with you. Getting committed to something you've never done before can be scary. But if you're not committed, you will definitely find yourself letting other things steal away your focus, drain your energy, and derail you from the level of impact and success and meaningfulness in your life that you could have. So let's talk about the magic of bold goals in the Amplify Your Success community. If you're part of that community, or if you're already in the Own Your Bold Inner Circle, I want to talk about these bold goals. It's going to be our focus this month, and it's a time to really, really step out of your safety net and start achieving things you never knew were possible. So let's do this, all right? This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.